Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 326, Learning Christ. Ephesians 4, verses 20 and 21. Listen carefully, but that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. Paul is making a correction, and that correction is for you today. He does not say, learn about Christ. He says, learn Christ. It sounds like a small difference, but the distance between those two things is vast. You can know everything about a person, their history, their words, their reputation, and never have had a real conversation with them. Paul is saying that is not the Christian faith. The Christian faith is not a system of rules to obey, not a philosophy to admire from a distance. It is a relationship with a living person. You do not study a code. You come to know a Savior. And look at how Paul describes that learning. He says, you have heard him. The Greek word he uses goes beyond hearing sounds. It carries the sense of receiving, of something entering, the voice of Christ arriving directly into the depths of your heart. That changes everything about how you open the Bible. It is not ancient text on a page. It is Christ speaking to you, now, today, personally. And then Paul says, you were taught in him, not merely by him, in him. Christ is the teacher, yes, but he is also the classroom. Every lesson happens inside the relationship. He does not hand you information like a distant lecturer and walk away. He transforms the life of the one who stays close. It is different. It is intimate. It is deeply real. And there Paul lays the foundation of everything. The truth is in Jesus, not only in his teachings, in his very person. The gospel is not a philosophy that Jesus arrived to deliver as some external gift. The gospel is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You do not reach the truth and then find Jesus. You find Jesus, and there you have found the truth. So tell me, what is spiritual maturity? It is not how many verses you have memorized. It is not how many years you have been in the faith. It is how much you resemble Christ on a Monday morning, in traffic, in the hard conversation, in the quiet of your room, every day lived with him. Near, attentive, open is a day of real growth. And that is where today's call lands. Before breakfast, before your phone, before the noise of the day, open one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. It does not have to be long. Read just one paragraph, and then out loud, ask, Jesus, what do you want me to learn about you today? That is not a ritual. That is a relationship. That is you making yourself available to be taught by him, in him. Learn Christ, not about him, him. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.